Tom Carkelin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, going to be mainly cloudy, a little peaks at the sun here and there this afternoon. We'll have a high today of about 68 degrees. Kenosha right now still cloudy and 57. Some fog reported in Burlington where it's now 50 degrees. Cloudy in Milwaukee, 55. Cloudy in Racine, it is 56. The Racine Executive Committee held yet another closed session on the federal lawsuit filed against the city by a handful of minority former bar owners. But unlike past get-togethers containing just simple updates through the city attorney's office, the door opened and word came that a settlement proposal is going to be going before the Common Council tonight. No details have been released, new city attorney Scott Letney indicating only that this last-minute agenda item will be in front of the aldermen this evening. The proposed settlement follows the city moving for a summary judgment for the judge in the case to dismiss the suit. That followed by the seven plaintiffs arguing in their response that there's plenty of evidence existing to prove discrimination in the licensing and the discipline against them by the mayor, the former mayor, current and former alderman, and the former police chief. 7 o'clock is when the council's regular meeting begins. That'll be after a committee of the whole gathering. The man wanted in connection with the death of a Kenosha resident 2 weeks ago continues to elude authorities. But Sheriff David Benth says the search remains a top priority for Andrew Obregon.
Obregon has eluded law enforcement more than once over the past several days, including two high-speed chases. Kenosha County Sheriff David Benth has reallocated several deputies to the case, placed extra uniform patrols in high-visibility positions around the schools in Bristol, Paris, and Brighton townships, and increased the number of investigators following up leads in the case. The sheriff has also filed formal mutual aid requests with the Racine County Sheriff's Office and the Kenosha Police Department for additional resources. According to a news release, Beth has made the search for Obregon a top priority and is using every available resource to bring the situation to a peaceful conclusion. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, bond for a woman accused of helping her son to elude authorities, becoming a well-publicized case, was set at $15,000 for 60-year-old Susan Obregon, charged with obstructing and harboring a felon. She's accused of giving money to her son on two occasions, initially lying about it to investigators. He's now facing those charges. The Kenosha County prosecutor in the case is Assistant DA Mike Gravely.
There is a very significant amount of resources being utilized to try to capture this individual, and she has directly, at every stage, categorically frustrated those attempts by being dishonest with law enforcement.
Despite passing money to her son, according to the charging documents, Susan Obregon purportedly told her attorney she's afraid of him. A woman in Racine facing a number of charges. Police discovered two children living in squalid conditions. 25-year-old Melissa Savino, according to police, allegedly intoxicated, was breaking items in her home, making suicidal comments after breaking up with a boyfriend. Officers responded, found two small kids, one of them in a crib so cluttered that at first the officer didn't even see the baby, wearing only a soiled diaper. Reports had the officers reporting the home filled with moldy food, dog feces, flies, the smell overwhelming in their word, several inches of standing water in a bathtub, very little food in the refrigerator, a number of exterior windows missing. So now Savino is charged with second-degree reckless endangerment of safety and child neglect, those two children taken into protective custody by Human Services. Governor Scott Walker says overcoming the stigma of mental health problems could help to get at one of the main causes behind these mass shootings around the country, and most recent, of course, at that community college in Oregon.
If someone says they're suffering from a mental illness, there are treatments just like you can get treatment for your leg or your arm or your back. But unfortunately, throughout the years, there's been a stigma associated with that. I think the more that we break that stigma, the better off we're going to be, because then people aren't going to be afraid to get the help that they need.
He says mental health is often a factor in these mass shootings, and it's a reason why he has tried to increase funding for those services here in Wisconsin. Also, the governor says little about whom he might appoint to fill that vacancy on the state Supreme Court, hoping to begin the interview process for possible candidates maybe by the middle of this week.
We've had a handful of applicants for that. And we'll certainly look at each of the folks throughout the normal process we've used for other judicial appointments.
Meanwhile, the situation with that involving Patrick Crooks, of course, the late justice, he died a sudden death this past month, the governor being urged by a number of government watchdog agencies to choose somebody not currently in the run for that position. A Racine school board member has his own plan to divide up RUSD into 9 districts, required now by the state law that's part of the budget that targeted Racine specifically. This from Dennis Weiser, who argued that the committee that came up with the two options for the school board to consider did not properly define congruent, which is one of the requirements. Now, nobody spoke either for or against his plan, leaving it up to the full Board of Education to decide the issue at a formal meeting later this month. General Mills recalling more than a million boxes of Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios because labels wrongly claim they are gluten-free. Company says wheat flour accidentally utilized in the gluten-free oat flour system at its facility out in California could cause serious reactions for people with wheat allergies or celiac disease. And a scandal brewing in the multi-billion-dollar world of fantasy sports. New York Times has an employee of the daily fantasy site DraftKings recently winning $350,000 through a competitor, FanDuel, because of an insider trading-type deal. The employee reportedly able to use data from his own company to select NFL players in his fantasy lineup for a FanDuel contest. Fantasy sports industry, specifically daily fantasy, already under the microscope from some lawmakers. Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman delivering his proposed 2016 budget to aldermen at last night's city council meeting, a budget that includes an increase in the levy but a drop in property taxes. Budget has two new positions, a police sergeant and an engineer. There is a 1.5% across-the-board salary increase for employees and a levy increase of 2.58%. The levy increase, he said, offset by a hike in the equalized value of all city property, much of it in the commercial and industrial sectors.
And this has helped offset the increase in the operating budget. We're showing about a $300 million increase in our equalized value, which is significant. Obviously, we've had a lot of development and a lot of increased activity, and that is pushing values up.
57% of the capital improvement budget going to go for infrastructure, including several major road projects, money for the Simmons Island Beach House, and as well as the roof project. With the mayor's proposed budget, taxes on the average Kenosha home, valued at $127,000, would go down between $125 and $140 next year. Also in Kenosha, the City Council last night did approve a resolution to set up a segregated fund to pay for the maintenance and any future updates to the all-inclusive Dream Playground. Council approved another resolution designating the second Friday of every October as Includable and Accessible Play Day in the city. Alderman Scott Gordon saying he'd like to see it designated all around the state.
And I would hope that this movement, which is moving forward in Franklin as they cut the ribbon this week also on an inclusive playground, and others in Port Washington, Oshkosh, Oconomowoc, I hope this catches on statewide. And my plan is to forward this up to our state legislatures and state senators to hopefully make this a state resolution as well.
The formal ribbon-cutting ceremony, by the way, on Kenosha's Dream Playground is this Saturday. Coming up Thursday at 6 o'clock, a meeting is scheduled at the East Side Community Center in Caledonia. Citizens living near We Energy's Oak Creek Power Plant will be sharing their claims about health problems. The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters says a strategy for solutions will be discussed. Crowds of roughly 100 each attending Congressman Paul Ryan's listening sessions at Kenosha's Snap-on Innovation Works facility and the Racine Theater Guild. The congressman, noting that the Senate's finally joined the House on plans for debt reduction, said, quote, this president will not be the solution.
We have made great strides in building some bipartisan consensus on how to get from the red line to the blue line. So my theory and hope is in the next Congress, with the next presidency, we can get on with fixing this thing. Because I got to tell you, if we don't start fixing this pretty soon, it will be ugly, and then promises will be broken to the very people that government should not be breaking its promises to.
Congressman Ryan also did a listening session at Veterans Terrace in Burlington. Some of the same issues were raised. And coming up in Madison today, a state Senate committee is going to have a lot of testimony on a bill that would overhaul the civil service system. The author is State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, who says, among other things, this would expedite hiring for state jobs.
Talking to agency folks time and time again, it takes too long to hire people, which is why we have in this bill a 60-day goal to hire a new employee.
The hearing before the state Senate's government reform panel expected to last most of today. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news. It has our newscasts in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. And you can get our news updates on Twitter at WRJN News. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.